This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. In today's installment of Robots Are Taking Over the World, artificial intelligence recently reached a new milestone. Scientists at Carnegie Mellon developed a program that can beat humans at six-player poker. These algorithms aren't the kind we're getting familiar with, the ones that recommend movies and music you might like or set prices for airline seats. This new program is about strategy. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, it could find its way into business, politics, even war.
For really good poker players, playing well involves looking for weaknesses in their opponents.
And then attacking those areas, exploiting them for all the money you can.
Jason Less is a professional poker player, and he, along with four other pros, went up against an artificial intelligence program named Pluribus in six-player Texas Hold'em played on a computer.
This AI did not have any of those weaknesses.
Things did not go well for Team Humanity. Jason and all the other humans lost repeatedly. And yes, the computer bluffed. It lied and lied just like a human.
The AI did bluff. The AI was a very efficient bluffer, which made it very difficult to play against.
Our AI makes superhuman strategic reasoning decisions.
Tuomas Sandholm is part of the team who created Pluribus. He's professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon. Poker is different from chess or checkers because in those games, you can see the board. You can see your opponent's pieces. You see the world you're in. In poker, you can't. You don't know what cards your opponents have or what their strategy might be.
This is an important characteristic of any real-world strategic situation, which is why poker is sometimes used for training and negotiation and trading in financial markets, for example.
Michael Wellman is professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan. Sandholm's poker algorithms map out all the possible strategies of all the different players in the game and how those might interact.
So translating this to practical application is not necessarily trivial or right around the corner, but I think that demonstrations in these games show the way.
Sandholm, who helped create Pluribus, has actually started two companies, Strategic Machine and Strategy Robot, to apply his algorithms to the real world.
Think about political candidates deciding how much to spend in each state.
One candidate's strategy might depend on what another candidate does. Similar problems exist in business, how to pick which cars to produce, how to price products. What you do can affect what your competitors do, which can affect what you do.
Different companies can actually think ahead how their pricing moves will affect their competitors' pricing moves.
Sandholm says his other company, Strategy Robot, plans to offer their superhuman strategic reasoning programs to the government, including to the military. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Algorithms aside, poker is still a human game. Our latest episode of This Is Uncomfortable takes you inside that world with a former card counter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.